This is the sermon podcast for Sunday, October 17th. It comes from Mark 10, 35 through 45. James and John, Zebedee's sons, came up to him. "Teacher, we have something we want you to do for us."
"What is it?"
"I'll see what I can do."
"Arrange it," they said, "so that we will be awarded the highest places of honor in your glory. One of us at your right, the other at your left."
Jesus said, "You have no idea what you're asking. Are you capable of drinking the cup I drink, of being baptized in the baptism I'm about to be plunged into?"
"Sure," they said, "why not?"
Jesus said, "Come to think of it, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized in my baptism. But as to awarding places of honor, that's not my business. There are other arrangements for that." When the other 10 heard of this conversation, they lost their tempers with James and John. Jesus got them together to settle things down. "You've observed how godless rulers throw their weight around," he said. "And when people get a little power, how quickly it goes to their heads. It's not going to be that way with you. Whoever wants to be great must become your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave. This is what the Son of Man has done. He came to serve, not to be served, and then to give away his life in exchange for many who are held hostage." I hope you have a good week, and that you will allow this saying from Jesus, taken from Mark 10, 35 through 45, about what greatness in the kingdom of God looks like on the ground. God of the cross, Lord of the towel, Christ who gave up his position to serve us, help us to see how repugnant it is to you for us to seek wealth, position, education, and advantage above the needs of others. Fill us with the spirit of service. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.